Subdivision and rezoning north of Jefferson Avenue and Dr. Jose Rizal Way.
Under file DAS at 27 of 2013.
Probably Bresky, he's no stranger to this community.
He just jumped into your seat.
He knows where it's at.
I don't know if we'll be here till 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
I just no wanted to tell the community. I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. So do you have the applicant, sir? Yes, go ahead.
This is sort of a companion application to our former application for Waterford Green, the DAS 15 of 2012.
Are we dealing with item number 3 and 4 together here?
No, they're not a combined hearing because they're two different parcels of land.
Sure, we'll deal with 3.
So I guess I'll speak to 27 first then?
Okay. Yes.
We concur with the administration's report. We just make one note that item number 3 seems to be a standard clause, but perhaps there's been overlooked that at the original public hearing we dedicated in excess of 10% or excess of the dedication requirement and made a major commitment to public art. And so I would ask that clause 3 be deleted from the conditions of approval, as the developer has provided excess dedication in the Waterford Green parent application. I have a...
Were you saying, Mr. Palubeski, that because you've given to public art?
And the Mountain Green Space.
We've provided 13.67 acres of green space. The requirement is 12.37 acres.
Right.
And we also agreed in the calculation of green space that certain green spaces we provided as buffers were not to be included as 100%, but a 50% credit to our green space. So we provided in excess of the required green space. We also, through this application, are not increasing the density in Waterford Green. We're marginally decreasing it by replacing R2 with R1 small lots are more directly related to what the demand in the area is that we've discovered through our builders. I had asked, I'm going to provide a copy of there's one other item that I was wanting to bring up, but I've had a chance to talk to the planner, and this was in deletion of clause 3 to replace clause 3 with a request for a zoning agreement amendment under DAS Z 15 of 12. The developer, not the city administration, but the developer asked for an additional setback to the garage, or from the garage to the rear lane, for those lots that back onto Dr. Jose Rizal Way Lane. And we wanted to amend that additional setback as a condition of this approval, but the planner has mentioned to me that in order to amend a zoning agreement, we have to advertise a public hearing for amendment to the zoning agreement. So I would just say in my point number 2, just disregard it, and we'll make the application to amend the zoning agreement once it's registered against the title when we register the parent plan under DAS Z 15 of 2012. So our only request then is just to what I'd like to think is a correction to the administration's report that deletes the requirement for additional dedication, in that we provided dedication already into the to the project under the parent application.
Okay. Noah?
If I could just speak to that, the administration would concur. I had a chance to talk with land development today, and it would be, because there's already existing development agreement under the parent application, mm-hmm. DAS 15 of 12, it would make it a little bit confusing to deal with dedications and stuff through both applications. Mm-hmm. They prefer to just deal with everything through the original application, so we're fine with removing that clause and that number.
Okay.
Can I seek clarification? So this is item 3 again, right?
This is clause 3, the dedication.
So I just want to understand this. So the parent agreement, which we did go to 1 a.m.,
yeah.
In there, was the 10% still maintained, or was it reduced or gotten rid of in lieu of art and so on?
Yeah, like there was land that was dedicated, so the 10% change in valued land is essentially when there is, when you have a rezoning, the land may change value a little bit, and so it's 10% of the increased value, which in this case might be negligible anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the one point. And the other one is that the public services satisfied with the amount of dedication provided in the original application. And they wouldn't have requested more if these lots were zoned R2 in the first place. That's what our conversation with land development was about today.
Can I just ask a clarification, Madam Chair? So, David, you're okay then if we just strike number three and renumber? Because I noticed that you had your in place of clause three in your submission.
No, just delete that, and we'll make the request for a zoning agreement amendment when the plan's registered.
Good.
So it'll be September, I guess.
Okay. Right. Any further questions? Okay, thank you.
Is there a possibility that this could... I could ask Ingrid to also do some late night work.
You're amending it.
Yeah.
You're
amending it. Okay. Yeah. It has to go to Scanning Falls. Okay.
Right. Oh, so it'll be on the September Council.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If we caught it before, if it was in the planner's report differently?
We don't see it until the Friday.
That's right. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else in support of the application? Anyone in opposition? Anyone here for information? Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd be happy to make a motion. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?